Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, and welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 19th of July, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Lacking a little space underneath that television of yours and been wanting to get a new gaming console but thinking, okay, I'm going to wait on that smaller Xbox One S. Well, you're in luck today. You're only going to have to wait until August 2nd. Yep, not that far away. Now, of course, other than being smaller, we're going to have that built-in power supply, so no more power brick. Hallelujah. And you get up to 2 terabytes of storage and support for 4K Ultra HD with high dynamic range. Now, I know the $399, not bad for a 2 terabyte, but if you're a little short on cash, the 1 terabyte model, it's going to cost $349. Or you can even go cheaper for $299 for the 500 gigabyte version. It's really up to you. But really, when you weigh everything together, $100 more, 2 terabytes, yeah, just save your money and go for the biggest option. Amazon thinks this is a way they can compete with Netflix, because they're going to let you save Amazon video right to your micro SD card now. Well, at least if you're on Android anyway. Yeah, we don't have one of those things on iPhones, do we? No. There's been a lot of complaints from customers saying, hey, I just ain't got that much space on my phone. Why can't we put it on an SD card? And Amazon has finally listened. So if you got a big old SD card now and you want to have a big old binge watch of that favorite TV show of yours, support for SD saving starts today in the US, the UK, Germany, Austria, and even Japan. All you gotta do is get the latest Amazon video update and you're good to go. Snapchat is supplied for a particularly weird but makes kind of sense patent. And of course, it all has to do with serving you ads. Yes, ads. Now, with this patent, what Snapchat wants to do is they want to serve you ads by recognizing objects that are around you. Really? Yeah, to identify items, I don't know, say like a Coca-Cola bottle that's nearby. Or maybe that new Toyota car that's running through the background in your picture or video or whatever it may be. Basically, it's going to give you the option, say, hey, look at that. I'm going to click on that, and then you can go and find more information about that product. Now, before we start freaking out, remember, it's just a patent. It's not a real thing in the application yet. But I do emphasize yet, because anything that will bring in more money, yeah, you would definitely think they're going to push through with that. Here's to our future with more ads. Now, I know we were Pokemon Go free on Monday, but we can't be Pokemon free Go on Tuesday. Ain't gonna happen, sorry. Those of you that are getting addicted to this thing, have you read those terms and agreements and what you're getting yourself into? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, all that legal mumbo-jumbo. You didn't? Well, here's what you missed. Those that have agreed to the TOS, yes, the Terms of Service, said that the Niantic, that's the company behind the game, they can delete your account without warning, without even telling you. Okay, that's okay, I kinda guess, kinda get that. Oh, but here's a big one. As a user, you waive the right to a jury trial or to join a class action suit against that company unless they explicitly opt out. Yeah, in layman's terms, you can't sue the company. Say you were hit by a car while you're chasing a Pokemon, no, you can't sue them. Of course, in that case, if you're that stupid, I don't think you should be allowed to sue. It's your own damn fault. There are other things, though, that this clause does handle with the company. Say the company got hacked and all of its users' data got stolen. Then its users wouldn't be able to bring a case lawsuit against the company either. Oh. Yeah, so basically, and then they've done everything possible to cover their ass. And finally, I got a lot of golfers out there. Yes, it's a very prestigious sport of golf. Have you got yourself a run-down golf cart? Who the hell wants one of those? You need to upgrade. And when I mean upgrade, I mean really upgrade to a Mercedes-Benz high-tech golf cart. Oh yeah, this thing exists. And what I mean by high-tech, it pretty much has a tablet inside of the thing. A 10.1-inch tablet, to be exact. That's going to give you access to, like, weather apps, the wind conditions, you know, all those sort of things an amateur golfer needs to improve their swing and get down those strokes. Other than that, you're going to have integrated hi-fi Bluetooth speakers. And best of all, you're going to have a fridge in the back for all the beer that you're going to need to drink when you realize your golf game just sucks. Amazingly enough, you're not going to get smartphone integration into this thing. How the hell did you miss that one, Mercedes? Apparently that will be coming in their later model, or another model, which will probably cost you more. Speaking of cost, there's no cost mentioned here. But it is Mercedes, so don't expect this thing to cost as much as a regular golf cart does. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Visit thebritishtechnetwork.com for all the BTN podcasts. Get subscribed over there. You can get subscribed at iTunes as well, because all of our shows are there, too. Don't forget, Bash is coming up on July 23rd. If you haven't got your ticket, you need to get your ticket ordered now. You can do that at BritishTechNetwork.com/Bash tickets. Of course, you can follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community over at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back for your Hump Day Wednesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hey, we got Monday over with. It's Tuesday now. Let the week officially begin. And thank you, as always, for listening.